Welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Ryan Isbell joining us now, the coach of the Bullitt Trojan track and field teams. Well, Coach, you were supposed to start your season about a week ago, but the weather said no to that, and so now you open out today at the Clay Center Invitational, which was what you were supposed to have there a week ago. So you do open the season, and a lot of hope for especially your girls. You've got 10 returning state qualifiers, and then Tatum Seifert was a defending state champion in the 3A girls shot put and discus, and Addie Budke's back in the shot after a second place finish last year. Your throws look good. Obviously, your sprints look good as well, as you qualified a lot of different girls for state in a lot of different spots in the field and on the track last year, and they're all coming back. On the boys' side, really, Eli Johnson's your only returning state qualifier but placer. But we'll look at the girls first. How are they looking here early on with obviously a lot of talent and some good numbers on that side?
Yeah, you hit most of it there, Dusty. The season's just been kind of a weird start, so the practices have been, we've had some really great days and then some really crummy days like you have in the spring around here. And like you said, this meet was supposed to be a week ago, so we would have learned a little bit more, but instead it's just been more practices and dodging some weather and having to be inside and doing some various things. But the overall, the kids are working their tail off. A lot of them are pretty hungry from, like you said, the 10 girls that are back from state last year. They're pretty hungry to get back there and to do a little more than that. And it's not just those 10, it's all of them that are working hard and have big picture in mind at the end of May. We have 34 girls out total, so you bring those 10 back plus a mix of some others that just missed out from making it to state, plus mm-hmm. you add in some others with some young freshmen, getting Sophia Thompson to where she's actually eligible to compete at the varsity level.
Mm-hmm.
So just adding a few more bits and pieces to what we have. And like I said, as long as they stay healthy, they're working hard. It's a fun group, both boys and girls. They're a fun crew to coach every day. They're ones that give you kind of a hard time at practice when you give them what their workout's going to be, but when it comes time to do it, they do it. And like I said, they've got that hunger, I think, to finish something. And obviously we got to start it and see where we're at and then kind of progress from there.
You have 21 boys, you're telling me, that are out as well. And I think from what I've heard, you've got a couple maybe seniors that are out this year that hadn't been out in the past and can add some numbers for you there. As I mentioned, Eli's really the only state qualifier and placer, but I'm sure you're looking for a lot of success on that side as well, right?
Yeah. You know, we would like to have more boys out if we could, but you know, that's the way it is, and they get divvied up through a lot of different sports, and that's great that they're active and out doing something.
Mm-hmm.
We did add, we have probably, you know, 21, 22 out, and that's probably six more than what we had last year. So you know, we're up a little bit there, and like you said, a couple that came out that were seniors that we didn't necessarily anticipate coming out at all, and they can definitely help in some areas, and they're working just as hard as everybody else, even though it might be their first time out for high school track. Eli coming back, finished well, placed in both the shot and the disc last year at state, and you know, just the seasons he's had this year, you can just see his progression
mm-hmm.
with his quickness and his strength and everything, and that'll carry right over into his shot and disc events this year also. So looking for big things from him also, and you know, they're a good group of leaders too, so some of these younger kids that are out, they're following in some pretty good footsteps there.
What does this Clay Center invite look like today as far as competition that you're expecting to see?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a little different than what it would have been had it been a week ago. It's still an unlimited entry event, which we love to start the year off with because everybody gets to go, everybody gets a mark, and then we can kind of see where we're at. Everybody's competing on the, you know, the same type of conditions, so you can get a good comparison to find out who your next four are that get to go to the meet in Concordia on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the teams, you know, I don't have the list in front of me. I know Minneapolis is there, Clay Center, us, Concordia. Lynn was supposed to go, but I think with the movement of days that they, I think, maybe are opting not to. And, in fact, Minneapolis, I think, is going to bring a pretty limited squad because of that. So, you know, it's always a smaller meet, which is good because it's unlimited entries. It's going to take a while to get through everything. But, you know, pushing this meet back to now is – these next 3 weeks are going to be pretty hectic. I mean, we're going to get five meets in these 3 weeks by the time we go Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be pretty chaotic. But, it, you know, like I already mentioned, it's a great way, great opportunity for the kids to get out and get their marks and see where they're at and move forward from there.
Ryan Isbell, coach of the Beloit Trojan track and field teams. Coach, we certainly thank you for some time here to preview the season and wish you the best of luck here in 2024.
Yep, appreciate it as always, Dusty. Thank you.